بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وبالسند المتصل إلى الشيخ الحافظ الحجة أمير المؤمنين في الحديث أبي عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل بن إبراهيم بن المغيرة البردزب الجعفي البخاري رحمهم الله ونفعنا بعلومه آمين أنه قال باب الكيل على البائع والمعطي وقول الله تعالى وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون. Most respected elders and friends, all the people that are listening to a program over the receivers and through the internet, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, it is the grace and the favor of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we resume our discourses on Islamic finance, business and economics. Make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us ikhlas. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah to listen with the intention of practicing. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make these discourses, this gathering, a means of our najat, our salvation in our qabr and in our akhirat. To sit in these kind of discourses is indeed a great bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Hadrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خرج في طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع. That person who comes out to seek knowledge, while he is in the pursuit of knowledge, he is in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala until he returns. Whilst we are seated here, have full yaqeen and conviction that we are in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy descends upon us. In another hadith, Hazrat Sakhbara radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Talabul ilm kaffaratul lima madha. When a person goes out to seek knowledge, it is a means of a person's sins being forgiven. In principle, we have to make tawbah for our major sins, but these kind of gatherings, it becomes the means of our minor sin being forgiven. And it's not far-fetched. According to our ikhlas, even Allah tabarak wa ta'ala may even forgive our major sins. In one hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Tadarasul ilm, to seek knowledge, sa'atan min al-layl, for a short time at night, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَحْيَاهَا. It is better than staying awake the entire night and making the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The intention that we are sitting here with should be to learn, to educate ourselves, and our final destination through this knowledge should be to attain Jannah. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيَشْبَى الْمُؤْمِنْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ عَلِمَ. That when a mu'min acquires knowledge, he never gets satisfied. حَتَّى يَكُونَ مُنْتَهَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Until his end result, his final destination would be Jannah. You learn, you educate, you practice, and then you enter into Jannah with this. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us among those people. Shariat has emphasized a lot on correcting our dealings, correcting our transactions. And it is one of those things where our salvation for the akhirah depends on it. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have mentioned, لن تذول قدما ابن آدم حتى يسأل عن خمس. The feet of Ibn Adam, you and I, when we stand in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, our feet will not move away from the court of Allah until we are asked from five things, two things pertaining to our income and what we spend. مِنْ أَيْنَ اِكْتَسَبْتَ الْمَالَ وَإِنَ أَنْفَقْتَ. Where did you earn your income from? Was it according to Sharia? And where did you spend? These are two important questions that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will question us on the day of Qiyamah. The subject matter for today is about weight and measure. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, he commences this topic by referring to the second verse of Surah At-Tathfif. Surah At-Tathfif is the 30th juz of the Quran al-Kareem, in which Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala condemns cheating in weight and in measure. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hijrah came to Madinatul Munawwara, the very first complete surah, apart from some verses that were revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he migrated to Madinatul Munawwara, but the first complete surah to be revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Surah At-Tathfif. Imagine, they just come to Madinatul Munawwara. They have gone through a phase of oppression and persecution. They have now come into an Islamic state. Islamic state will now be established. The first thing that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells them, correct your dealings and your muamalat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells in Surah At-Tathfif. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah refers to that. Waylul lil mutaffifin. May destruction be upon those people that cheat. Alladhina idha iktanu, those people, when they have to weigh for them own selves, then they will take full measure from people. And when they have to give, they have to weigh and give to other people, then they will fall short in that. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala after warns, أَلَا يَذُنُّ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Don't the people know that on the day of Qiyamah they'll be resurrected? They'll be standing in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to give an account of their cheating in the transaction, in the muamalat. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi refers to this. A great warning for every one of us. How truthful we have to be in our muamalat, in our dealings. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to the incident of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. Nation of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa ila madyana akhahum Shu'aiba. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam to a nation, to Madian. The nation of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam were very rich, wealthy, prosperous people. They were businessmen. But they were guilty of cheating in weight and in measure. So Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam told them, warned them, that don't cheat in weight and in measure. And measure. If you don't stop it, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ مُحِيطٍ. I fear such azab, such punishment of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will come upon you, that will be very encompassing. And that's what Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did. They cheated in weight and in measure, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's punishment came down. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned khamsun bi khamsin. Five things people do, for each one of those five things, there is a punishment. And among those five things, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if a person, a community, a nation, they involve themselves in cheating in weight and in measure, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would inflict that community, that nation, with poverty. Poverty where you are short of things. Hadhrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has drawn a very important point. One is poverty where you don't have things. But there's a broader scope of poverty. One is that you may have things, but there's so much of restrictions that everything is available, but you can't easily achieve it. That's also a type of poverty, and it's also a type of azab from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Today, when we assess the situation of the people around the world, you will see everywhere cheating in weight and in measure. To such an extent that you look at various sites, there's actually sites that teach people how to cheat in weight and in measure. And this has created a great frustration in the international economic world. Laws of metrology have come up, determining the various laws of weight and in measure. What are the standards? Conferences are taking place everywhere around the world. How to control weight and in measure? That is because cheating in weight and measure has become so common that it has frustrated everywhere in the world, and millions are going down the drain in cheating the people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about Sahib Mihjan. A person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi mentioned, I saw him in a fire of Jahannam. On the day of Qiyamah, he will be in the fire of Jahannam. He would be a person, Sahib Mihjan was a person who had a walking stick. And he had a gripper at the end of the walking stick. So he would walk around, when he would look around and see nobody seeing him, then he would grip and he would take away other people's things. Likewise, we basically, outwardly, apparently, we may follow the laws of weight and measure. But we look at loophole within the law and steal people's things away. And that also falls in the same category of Sahib Mihjan. Allah save us and Allah protect us. Before we proceed with the hadiths that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has referred to in this topic, let us just consider three things. If a person has become a victim in weight and in measure. In the olden days, people used to sell material and material used to be weighed. Unlike today, it is sold by meterage. But in the olden days, it used to be sold by weight. Or for example, it could be items that are sold by weight and measure. Could be flour, it could be rice, it could be grains. Anything that is sold by weight and measure. And the condition, the person made an order that he wants 100 kilos of flour or 100 kilos of rice. And he did not get what he has been ordered. Probably he must have got lesser than what he had ordered. He has become a victim of cheat and robbing. So what are his rights in Sharia and what is the position of that particular transaction? Second, it is now Qurbani time. And in some places around the world, they sell Qurbani meat based on dead meat. Just the meat alone, the price of the animal is determined according to the weight of the meat. And that can only happen after you slaughter the animal and the weight of the meat is determined and then the price of the animal is determined on that. What is the position of such a person's Qurbani? And in general, is it permissible to sell an animal based on weight? And third, one is weight and measure of tangible items. And one is weight and measure of non-tangible items. That is our speech, our conduct. That also going to be weighed in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And what should one do if somebody sees something wrong in somebody's business? And how should one weigh his speech and his conduct in dealing with other people in the business sector? These are the three questions. We will discuss it at the ending. But Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, after referring to ayat of Surah At-Tathfif, he quotes a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, Iqtalu hatta yastawfu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when you happen to sell something by weight and measure, then you should measure it properly until the customer receives his full right. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, yastawfu. Make sure you don't shortchange somebody. The customer gets everything that is due to him. And in another hadith, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala says, anna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala lahu, idha bi'ta fakil, wa idha bta'ta faktal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala was a prominent, rich, wealthy businessman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, when you sell anything that has weight and measure, then before you sell it, weigh it. Because to ensure that the customer gets his full due. If somebody orders something for 100 kilos, you can't just sell it on an assumption. You have to wait to ensure that the person gets his full right. And waidabta'ta. And not only that, if you happen to purchase, then you also weigh so that the seller will weigh, you also weigh to ensure that you also got your entire, your full haq and your right. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi then quotes a hadith, an Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man itta'a ta'aman, fala yabi'hu hatta yastawfiyahu. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who purchased grains, food in this hadith referring to grains, that grain that is sold by weight and in measure, for example, wheat, barley, etc. Then, the person should not sell it until he takes possession of it. He taking possession, in the hadith, firstly, it is the person will have to wait to ensure that he got his full due. And besides that, if you are selling it onward to somebody else, you cannot sell something that is not in your possession. And possession takes place in items of weight and measure after you weigh it and it comes into your complete possession. Third hadith, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah mentioned this hadith, we have done it before, of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his father, Abdullah, passed away in the battle of Uhud, and his father left a lot of debt on him. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to pay the creditors out from the dates of the orchard. When he estimated the date of the orchard, he knew that he would not be able to pay the creditors out. So he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to speak to the creditors. Intercede on his behalf that they would wipe out a debt or they would give some kind of concession. Most of the creditors were Jews. They got very angry on Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu and they did not accept the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah mentioned the hadith, تُوفِيَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ عَمْرِ ibn Haram wa alayhi دَيْنٌ Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram had passed away and there was a debt upon him. فَاسْتَعَنْتُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ غُرَمَائِهِ أَيْ يَزَعُوا مِنْ دَيْنِهِ Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says, I sought assistance from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon the creditors that they would drop out the debt. فَطَلَبَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَلَّمْ إِلَيْهِمْ فَلَمْ يَفْعَلُوا Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then requested the creditors, made the request on behalf of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They did not accede to a request. They wanted their right, they wanted their debt to be paid. Then, according to a subject matter, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah refers to that part of the hadith. فَقَالَ لِي النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ اِذْهَبْ فَصَنِّفْ تَمَرَكَ أَصْنَافًا Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, O Jabir, go and put the dates in different heaps. الْعَجْوَى عَلَى حِدَةٍ وَعَسْقَ زَيْدٍ عَلَى حِدَةٍ The ajwa dates, put it in a separate heap. أَسْقَ زَيْد is also a type of a date. Put that also in another heap. So ma'arsin inay. Then send somebody to call for me. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala said, I have done that. Summa arsaltu li nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fajalasa ala aw fi wastihi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat near the heap. Summa qal kill lil qawm. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now told Jabir. Now here the mas'ala is that if you are a seller, you are the giving party of something that is of weight and in measure, then it is your responsibility to weigh it, it is your responsibility to measure it. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala was the giver. He was the debtor, he had to pay to a creditor, so it was his responsibility to weigh the dates. So Nabi Sallam told him, kill lil qawmi. That you measure for the people. You as a debtor, you need to pay the creditor out, so you should measure for them. From this, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah deduces the point, the person that is the giver, he is responsible to weigh and for him to give it measure. فَكِلْتُهُمْ Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says that I waited for them, حَتَّى أَوْفَيْتُمْ أَلَّذِي لَهُمْ until I paid everybody what was due to them. But this was the mu'jizah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَبَقِيَ التَّمَرِي the dates that I had right in the beginning, where I thought it wouldn't be sufficient to pay the creditors out. After having paid everybody out, that heap that I had right in the beginning, that remained as is. In fact, in one hadith it mentioned that I thought to myself that if everybody's debt had been paid, and if I don't go home with one khajur, I would be sufficient, I would be happy and satisfied. But here, the entire heap remained as is right in the beginning. It was a mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, كَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يُنْقَسْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ. It was as though the heap never decreased. It was the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the third hadith. The fourth hadith, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah mentions, بَابُ مَا يُسْتَحَبُّ مِنَ الْكَيْلِ. The items of weight and measure, sometimes in our homes we have flour, we have sugar, we have rice, we have other items that are purchased with weight and measure, and probably we may not sell it, but sometimes we have to use it in our homes. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullah he presents, he says that it is, when you are using it also, it is mustahab to use it, you measure it and then you use it by measure. Sometimes you buy the flour for a whole month. Now you have to use it, you have to ensure that the flour lasts for the whole month. Or the rice lasts for a whole month. So when you're using it, use it by measure, and you know that packet of rice or the flour would last for the whole month. You don't just use it without any estimation, otherwise the barakat will go away. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi quotes the hadith, narrated an al-Miqdam ibn Ma'di Karab, the sahabi of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, Kilu ta'amakum. Yubarak lakum. That you should measure your food. Food items that are of weight and on measure, where you could weigh it or you could scale it, then you should use it by weighing it and scaling it. Yubarak lakum. There will be barakah and blessing given to you for that, in that. And apart from that, when you're going to use it with a specified measure, you know how to use it, for how long you should use it. And apart from that, another point we also understand, that when somebody got something, then you use it according to your means. Now, this is not only confined to weight and measure. For example, the money that we have. So, you use it according to your financial means and budget. You don't spend wildly and freely, and then you've got 1,000 rand in your bank account, you use it freely without ever measuring your money. There's a possibility you might end up paying using 2,000 rand or 3,000 rand, especially nowadays with credit cards and so forth. There's a great possibility that by you overusing it and not measuring the amount that you have, then the barakat will also go away from you. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi then mentions last two hadiths, Babu Barakati Sa'in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa muddihi fi an Aisha ani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The riwayat is Abdullah ibn Zayd ani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Inna Ibrahim harrama makkata wa da'a laha. Verily, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam has declared Makkatul Mukarrama sacred, and he made dua for Makkatul Mukarrama. That was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam for the barakat and blessing of Makkatul Mukarrama. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wa harramtul Madina kama harrama Ibrahim Makkah. And I declare Madinatul Munawwara to be sacred, like how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam declared Makkatul Mukarrama to be sacred. Wa da'autu laha fi muddiha wa sa'iha misla ma da'a Ibrahim li Makkah. And just as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam made dua for Makkatul Mukarrama, I make dua for the measure of Madinatul Munawwara. Sa is a measure, mud is a measure. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for barakah and blessings for the measure of Madinatul Munawwara, whether it was the sa or whether it was the mud. Mud is a smaller measure than the sa. The point is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the instrument of measure. And from this, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi deduces the point. Everything should be done with measure, and to measure everything, there's also khair, there's also barakah in that. Let us go to the three questions that we have discussed in the beginning. If a person happened to order an item of weight and measure, for example, you have ordered 1,000 kilograms of wheat or barley. And instead of 1,000 kilograms, you've got 900 kilograms. Especially for those people that are doing wholesale. And then they sell it to retail, to smaller shops. They order in bulk, but they got lesser than what they ordered. What is the Sharia hukam on that? And what are his rights? The person has two options. What is the price of 1,000 kilograms pro rata? If you got 900, then you have the option of paying for the 900 kilograms and taking it. Or alternatively, you ordered 1,000 and you got 900. Maybe you really wanted 1,900 and fulfill your need. So you have the right of rejecting the entire transaction. The seller cannot tell to you that you ordered 1,000. I only gave you 100 short, so you must take the 900 and you can subtract 100 kilograms. The person has a right of refusing that entire transaction because you ordered 1,000 kilograms, you did not order 900. So the person will have these two options. Second masla, selling an animal on dead weight, especially Qurbani time. Some countries around the world, it is common, and the Muslims there are in a dilemma, what to do Qurbani time, and they ask questions on the validity of Qurbani. Where at times they go to the abattoir, or farmers will go to an abattoir, and the people will purchase the animal, but the price of the animal is determined on the weight of the meat of the animal. So that means the animal has to be slaughtered, after they would weigh the meat, and thereafter the price of the animal would be determined. From the Sharia point of view, firstly the transaction is not jais, the buying and selling is not jais, and secondly the qurbani also will not be jais. The qurbani, you got to be the owner of the animal, and you being the owner of the animal, that is only after you have purchased the animal, the animal come completely under your ownership in your risk, and then you slaughter such an animal. So in general, the transaction too won't be jais, and even the qurbani also will not be jais. And the third issue, which is a very important issue and a sensitive issue. One is to weigh items of tangible nature. If it's rice, if it's flour, it is wheat. Items that can be weighed or that can be measured, you have to weigh it, you have to measure it. And one is to weigh items that are of non-tangible nature. And that is, for example, our speech, our conduct. You don't weigh it in this world, it is not weighed, there's no instrument to weigh it. But in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it will be weighed. Just as you have to weigh tangible items, our character, our conduct, our speech in the business sector is equally important. How we deal with fellow businessmen. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, مَا يَلْفَظْ مِنْ قَوْلْ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Anything that comes out from the mouth, that is, there's a watcher for it and it could be recorded. Muslim businessmen, among themselves, they may compete with each other. There's nothing wrong with competition. In fact, to compete with fellow businessmen, that's in the interest of the consumer. A person in the IT will compete with a person in the IT. A person in the supermarket will compete with a supermarket. A person in the hardware will compete with a person in the hardware. That is perfectly permissible. One will sell a higher price, one will sell a lower price. And these kind of fluctuation in the prices in people of the same sector, that's in the interest of the consumer. There's nothing wrong in that. But whilst competing with people of your own sector, make sure that we do not do anything wrong. At times, competitors with each other, they would try to run down their fellow businessmen. Firstly, as Muslims, we should understand the respect and the integrity of fellow businessmen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, Allah inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum alaykum haram ka hurmati yawmikum hadha fi shahrikum hadha fi baladikum hadha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing in the sacred lands of Mina. In Arafah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Makkah al-Mukarramah is sacred, the month of Hajj is sacred, the day of Hajj is sacred. Likewise, the blood, the integrity, and the wealth of a fellow Muslim is equally sacred. We respect Makkah al-Mukarramah. We talk about the Mukarramah, especially Hajj season. We have the greatest amount of respect for Makkah al-Mukarramah in our heart. We hope you would be there. We have the greatest amount of respect for the Kaaba Sharif. We hope you would be there. We have the greatest amount of respect for the days of Hajj. We make dua for the Hujjaj. But whilst all that is done, we show great disrespect to fellow human beings, fellow businessmen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one occasion, he addressed the Kaaba Sharif and he told the Kaaba Sharif that how pure you are, how great you are. But the respect, the integrity of honor of a fellow Muslim is more greater than your respect and honor. Nobody would ever dare to think and talk bad about the Kaaba Sharif. He risked his iman. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, the respect of a believer is greater than your respect, yet we care nothing about talking bad about the next, of our fellow Muslim. And more so, people in the business sector. Muslims among themselves, businessmen among themselves, they should compliment one another. Help and assist one another. If you help and assist a fellow businessman, probably he'll become rich and wealthy, he's going to give zakat. He'll give sadaqah. He'll give charity. He'll contribute towards the welfare of the ummah. You'll get the ajr and the reward for that. But if you have to run him down, what did you achieve? And sometimes that kind of attitude, it is the lack of our iman. We think that by conducting ourselves in that way, that probably all the customers will come towards me. Whereas our iman and yaqeen is, whatever risk has been declared for you, determined by you, you're going to get that. You're not going to get one grain more, you're not going to get one grain less. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. Not a single creature walking on the face of the earth, the risk and the sustenance of that person is declared by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We need to be very, very careful with our character and with our conduct with our fellow businessmen. Especially if, by chance, we came across something wrong. We think it is wrong. It is incorrect for us to put that on social media and spread it out. How often is happening? So many businessmen is happening to, not only here in South Africa, from other countries as well, we are getting these kind of complaints. And this attitude is absolutely wrong. The reason for that is, this is a type of a ghibat. It's a type of a backbiting. If we think something was wrong, find the manhood in yourself and go and approach the person and inquire from the person directly. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. That if you found something wrong, go and inquire about it. How often when we thought something was wrong and we were investigating the matter and found out the background of the whole matter, we thought somebody was doing something wrong. Meanwhile, it turned out that the person was doing something right. Especially people with respect, integrity and honor. If we know them, then it is unfair to them and unfair to your own iman that you spread messages without verifying it. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, Zunnu bil mu'minina khaira. Think good about believers. Iyakum adhan fa inna dhanna akdabul hadith. Stay away from bad thoughts. That's the worst of lies. Especially on WhatsApp, social media, there's no means of verifying it. It's like everybody has become a journalist nowadays. And this is such journalism where there's no measures of controlling the person. And sometimes we think that we are highlighting the wrong that of somebody else. Meanwhile, we end up doing the worst wrong. So we have to be very, very careful. And we must be, if we see somebody doing anything wrong, then adopt that attitude. Al-mu'min, mir'atul mu'min. A believer is a mirror to a believer. Go to your brother, tell him, this is what I've seen about you. Why don't you correct yourself? Get an understanding from him. But don't spread this thing and you'll be involved in ghibat, you'll be involved in backbiting, and then if that person's business has to suffer because of your wrong conduct, you'll be sitting with a bigger guna in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَيْزِنِ الْحَقِّ. We speak about weight and measure, we should be worried about our weight and measure, how our amal will measure in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What will happen to us there? We think that we are highlighting somebody's wrong and we're helping people out, but meanwhile, we may be end up doing something in a greater wrong. Allah save us and Allah protect us. In conclusion, I'll just give you all one incident. Of that Allah consciousness of weight and in measure. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, who was traveling somewhere. He had some luggage with him. And in India, you have to pay for that extra weight or that luggage from one station to another station. So Maulana was a very popular person, well known. So somebody came to him and told to him that, give me your bags, I'll put it in this compartment and you don't have to pay anything for it. So Maulana told him, but what about the next station? See, there too I got my contact there and I'll tell the person to approve of it there, you don't have to pay there. So Maulana mentioned that my journey is even further than that. He asked, where is your journey? Where is your ultimate journey? You are going to Thana Bhavan and yet there's only one or two stations. So Maulana mentioned that my ultimate journey is in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Yeah, you're going to get away by not paying for the weight and measure, whereas in principle you're supposed to be paying for the weight and measure. I'll get away here. Will I get away in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. Allah consciousness to correct our muamalat and our dealings. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.